Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My gosh, subhanallah, it's been incredibly long since I last sat to create an episode. I know the last time I did an episode was almost a year ago. It's crazy how time flies, and I must say I feel really ashamed and embarrassed that I didn't stick to my consistency. Life kind of threw me off, I'm gonna be honest there. And I couldn't bring myself to create an episode for a very long time. I kind of just put it on the side and focused on other things, kind of fell off the train. But subhanallah, you know, I did not even have this planned today. I'm just going to be really raw and honest and vulnerable and share with you. I didn't plan to actually sit down and record anything today. I didn't have a plan in my head when I'm going to get back into it. All I knew is I've got to get back on this soon. But this was inspired after having a conversation with a friend just moments ago, really close friend of mine. And subhanallah, just that conversation inspired me to come back here and use my voice. It's almost like I had lost the confidence in my voice because of life events, I feel, and lost the belief within myself, maybe lost the motivation, the dedication, the awareness that I'm doing something that is worthy of continuing to do, or that people are actually listening, people actually value what I'm saying. And I had to kind of step out to do my own inner work. And I've been on this journey for a very long time, actually, and I'm still doing the inner work. But I guess there'll be periods in life where we fall off the train and have to kind of withdraw to be with ourselves and to do the inner work. Like, there's a time for producing and there's a time for reflecting and going within and really understanding yourself. And maybe I do a little bit too much of that. I think I do. I think I overthink and I doubt myself. And I'm here, like, subhanAllah, sharing with you my vulnerability today. And I think vulnerability is a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing because it encourages others to be vulnerable too. To share that you also struggle with something doesn't mean that you are less than or that you are weak. because a lot of us have this perfectionist syndrome that if we're not perfect, then it's not good enough. We've got to be polished in all ways. But to say that you aren't perfect, you are also struggling, but you're going to get up and keep trying is a really powerful thing, a really beautiful thing. And I'm really in an emotional place today. But regardless, I thought that there's something really inspiring and touching when you speak from a place of emotion and inspiration and vulnerability. So the conversation I had with my friend that inspired me to create this episode today is about holding on to faith through difficulty. It made me reflect right now with the war that is going on in Gaza and the devastation that they are going through, the genocide that they are going through, the ethnic cleansing that they are going through, the persecution that they have been going through for over 75 years. It's painful to watch, and it's been really made us question so many things. And I think for myself and for many of us, the biggest thing that we've taken away, that we've been inspired about from the Palestinian people, is their faith. How incredibly strong their iman is, and how they respond to these incredibly painful tests that they are going through. To say alhamdulillah in the face of calamity, in the time of difficulty, to hold on to the body of their dead children and say alhamdulillah, like, you just think, I know I would not be responding in that way. How do you say alhamdulillah when your loved one has just been killed? Not just your loved one, but your seed, your child, the one whom you pour your life into. So it made me reflect that faith is something that is so incredibly powerful. That is what helps us get through our difficult times. And my faith isn't as strong as the Palestinians. But I tell you that my faith was strong enough to give me the strength, the comfort, and hope during my difficult times. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what gets us by the difficult times. And I see this in so many other women, like my friend that I was speaking to. When I speak to her and she gives me the spiritual reminders and she shares just something small about Allah being there and He will carry us through and He will make a way for us, it is so powerful. And the strongest women I have seen and witnessed in my life are those who hold on to their faith through their difficulty. There is something so profound about them that they can be going through a storm, but their faith keeps them grounded. Their faith keeps them in a state of gratitude and constant worship. It is understood in Western psychology that faith is a coping mechanism for difficulty. Faith is what helps us get through hardships. And without that, it is very difficult to get by. Very difficult to get by. Because what you realize is that in those times of difficulty, when we are so weak, we can't even carry ourselves. We can't even be there for ourselves. We need Allah. We need a higher power. I recently bought a book about codependency, and it was very interesting that even the author made a mention. She said, in her words, "Recovery from codependence cannot be done alone. During the dark times when I feel cut off from the support of other human beings, I am deeply aware of the supportive presence of a higher power, without which I'm sure I would be lost." This is a non-Muslim, and she bears witness that the higher power that she believes in is what got her through in times where she felt alone. And she recognizes that without that, she would be lost. This is the nature that we have been created with. This is our fitrah, to be aware that we are weak as insan, we are weak as human beings. We aren't self-sufficient. We need Allah. We need Allah in our difficulty. And I remember in my difficulties, it came a point where I realized for the first time the true meaning of the prophetic dua, Allahumma rahmataka arju fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Oh Allah, I hope for your mercy, and do not leave me to myself even to the blink of an eye. I really came to understand this meaning, because in that time I could not even be there for myself, and I needed Allah to take care of me and not leave me to myself even to the blink of an eye. Like, it totally made sense. Subhanallah. Faith is what gives us strength, comfort, hope, and survival in times of difficulty. And without it, many of us recognize that we'd be in terrible states. Faith is what really protects us. For other people who don't have faith, they turn to intoxication, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn to anything to numb their pain. Illicit relationships, like reckless behavior. This is what people do when they're in pain and they're trying to numb their pain. They're going to turn to whatever it is that can just numb the pain because it's too difficult to bear. But alhamdulillah for Islam, that protects us from going into those behaviors to protect our minds, bodies, and souls, and also gives us the tools to handle difficult times. When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognize that He is a Shafi, He is the healer, and healing comes from Him, and He is the source of all healing. And everything that we do, the different acts that we do to try to gain healing, are all a means of getting healing from Him. And this is why Islamic spirituality is such an important component in my coaching program, because I lived through it, because I know the power of faith, because I know how powerful it is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're going through hardship. I know how powerful it is to hold on to faith, because that gives you the strength and the hope that you need to get through. Because if you don't find it in faith, where else would you find it? And this is the thing. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find strength or hope anywhere else. And if you do find it some other place, it's not long lasting. It will fail you at some point. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is long lasting, who is always consistent and never falters. So subhanallah, this has been a powerful reminder for me And I felt like I wanted to talk on this and share this with you. I'm inspired by people whose faith is so strong. I'm inspired by people whom life destroys them, but they survive and thrive and stand up again because of their faith. And I don't think there's anything more powerful in this world than that. And this is the example we see in the Palestinians. And a reminder for us that we have to work on our faith. We have to work on strengthening our relationship with Allah, to know who Allah is, and to deeply root ourselves with Allah and His faith, such that when calamity comes, we are armed with our faith. We can withstand the battle because we have our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in iman, increase us in goodness, strengthen us in our times of difficulty, keep us close to Him, fill our hearts and minds with the belief that He will get us through our difficulty. He will make a way for us. One of my favorite verses is in Surah At-Talaq, ayah 2 and 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out and will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Very powerful ayah. Every time you're in difficulty, remind yourself of this. As long as you fear Allah, He will make a way out for you, and He'll provide for you from sources that you do not even expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, He's sufficient for him. So yeah, subhanAllah, I wanted to share this message with you guys today. I may not be where I am, but inshallah, with Allah by my side, I will keep moving forward. And I say this out loud and I share it with you. For all of us, we may not be where we are right now, but with Allah by our side, we will get to where we want to be. And I may not have been consistent, and I'm still on this journey and juggling so much. But inshallah, I ask Allah to grant me the steadfastness to keep moving, to keep moving forward. And inshallah, I will continue to create more episodes. If you have listened to this today and it's benefited you, then please reach out to me and share with me your thoughts, because hearing from you and knowing that you're listening and knowing that this is impacting you gives me the motivation, the inspiration to keep going. Like, it keeps this train going, you get what I mean? You can help me keep this train going by giving me your feedback and just having those conversations with me, like, you know, that we are part of this together, inshallah. So yeah, jazakallah khair for being here. I really appreciate having these conversations together. I think it's really important when we talk, when we converse, when we share, it brings so much healing, it brings so much growth, it brings so much inspiration. And I hope you feel that energy. I hope you feel that energy with me. Jazakallah khair, and inshallah, I hope to see you here in the next episode. Oh,